And that's something that you can be very proud of what's happening in your life. Can you say amen? Because it is about God can do anything. Now, I feel tonight that you sitting here, that there's going to be breakthroughs for you tonight. And I don't say that just to be saying that. I know that God can do anything, and you have to believe that whatever you're going through, that Jesus Christ is there and your breakthrough is done. In fact, you just need to say, it's over, because I know Jesus is going to take me to another level. I know what the world has told me, but I'm not accepting what the world has told me. I'm not accepting what the society has told me. I'm accepting what the Word has told me. And that's what we have to come back to. We have to come back to the Word of God. Because what is happening to the church, now listen to what I'm saying. What is happening to the church, we have let the world creep on the inside of the church. We have more faith in the world than we do the Word. And we have to stop believing that. We have to stop drinking the Kool-Aid. And we've got to know that Jesus Christ, that Word is true, and God can do anything. And I don't know what happened to me this year. I don't know what happened to me and my wife this year. But in the year of 2014, this year, we got up and it was right around just the new year. And this is what I said to God. I want to go down the road of the impossible to watch my God do the possible. I don't want to go down the road of the possible. The road of the possible is the world's way, and everything is worked out. I want to look at it and go, I don't know how that's going to work, but I know my God's going to show up. I know Jesus Christ is going to show up, and I know He's going to make the way. That's where you need to live your life, that you have to have the faith that Jesus Christ is going to be the answer. And that's what Pastor has said tonight. The only answer is Jesus. There's no other answer. The only answer is Jesus. And that's what we've got to start hanging on to and come back to our first love. Come back to that first love. Come back to that first day that you fell in love with Jesus. Come back to that day that you know that you accepted Him and He lived on the inside of you. Come back to that day, because we get away from that day. We get caught up in what the world wants us to do. But we have to come back to that day that He gave it all for us, and we was crying out to Him. And we said, Lord, thank You for coming on the inside of me. But we become complacent going through this world because we let the world dictate to us instead of letting the Word of God shine on the inside of us. You need to cut off your TV and you need to grab the Word. You need to put the Word on the inside of you, because right here's your answer. Your friends are great, but don't go to your friend and ask them, what about this, what about that? Go to the Word of God right here. Dig into the Word of God right here and say, what does God say about this? Because what looks good, smells good, and tastes good might not be good. But what does God say? What does God want me to do? How does God want me to act on that? When you come here, like today in a meeting with the pastors and some of the leaders, they sit in that room and they do it time after time after time. They're praying for this congregation. They're praying for this school. They're praying for this world. They're praying for this president. They're praying in every angle that you could imagine. But guess what, folks? It's prayer that's going to make it work. It's the relationship that you're going to keep building that God's on the inside of you. He's the only thing that's going to make it work, is having Jesus on the inside of you. There's no other answer. You have to fall back in love with your first love. And you've got to know that you know that you know that it's all going to work out. And I think we have gotten away from that. And I'm not here to beat anybody up. I'm glad everybody's here. I'm glad you're here. But our faith level has to go to another level. We have to know that all things can happen. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know why I'm so excited. People ask me all the time, why are you so excited? I don't know why I'm so excited, but I know God's going to do something. And I know when He does something, I know He does the best for it. So I'm going to be excited because I'm expecting the unexpected. Because that's who my God is. I'm expecting the unexpected. I'm expecting God to do something. I get up in the morning and I say, Holy Spirit, how are you doing today? I know that I love you. What do you want to do today? How do you want to do the day? I'm going to do what you want to do. And when I lay my head down at night, I say, did I do what you want me to do today? Was I good for you today? He says, oh, son, you did good, but I'm going to do great things for you. Great things are going to happen to you. Favor's going to happen to you. Blessings are going to happen to you. I don't know why. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Amen. And when you try to figure it out, guess what? You just got in the way. There's nothing to figure out. Just watch Him move. Just watch Him breathe on it. Just watch what He's going to do for you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, let's go to the book of Matthew tonight. I want to hang out in Matthew. I like hanging out in Matthew. And let's go to chapter 14. And I want to start with verse 13. And it says, when Jesus heard it, He departed from there by boat to a deserted place by Himself. But when the multitudes heard it, they followed Him on foot from the cities. And when Jesus went out, He saw a great multitude. And He was moved by the compassion for them, and He healed their sick. When it was even evening, His disciples came to Him saying, this is a deserted place and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food. But Jesus said to them, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. And He said to them, we have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. And He said, bring them here to me. And He commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass, and He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, He blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitudes. So they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of fragments with the remains. Now I want to take that scriptures tonight, and I want to tile it like this. It's not what you have in your hand. It's what God can do for what you have in your hand. Because if you try to go out and do things for what you have in your hand, you'll never do anything. You'll never make a move because you're looking at what you have. It's not about what you have. It's about how you can take what you have and you can lift it up to heaven and watch God breathe on it and watch Him multiply what you have in your hand. That's what it's about, that you know no matter what I have, God is going to breathe on it. It's going to multiply. I can't figure it out, but I know my God's going to make it multiply. Can you say amen? And what I really love about this story is that Jesus went off by Himself because His friend had just gotten killed. I mean, beheaded. So visually, He wanted to be thinking about that and be by Himself. And He went off by Himself. But they knew about His ministry, and the people found Him. And back in these days, that deserted place was a place that you did not want to go to because people felt more comfortable in the cities and in the villages. And out in a place like this, a deserted place, you're opened up to wild animals and outlaws, and you was putting yourself into danger. But here's the good news. You know when Jesus is on the other side of the door, it don't matter where you have to go. You just know that you're going to show up because you know there's a miracle about to take place. All you've got to do is meet Him. All you've got to do is go reach Him. And when you know that Jesus is alive, no obstacles are going to get in your way. You're just going to go there because you know when you get there and when you see Him and if you can touch Him, if He can breathe on you, your miracle's about to take place. So nothing is going to stop the people from going to see Jesus because what He is doing. But you know what, folks? That's not changed today. Amen. It's still the same thing today. We have to put our eyes on Jesus, and we know no matter what, how we do it, we know that Jesus is going to show up, and Jesus is going to breathe on your situation, and everything is going to work out. You just know. You might not know how, but you just know that it's going to work out. You just got it in your bones that it's going to work out. because you believe it. You know that it's true, and you're going to grab a hold of it. And I can't help it that other people can't see that. I can't help it that other people don't believe that. I can't help it that I'm going to be blessed and you're not. I can't help it that I'm going to have favor and you're not. You've got to have the faith that Jesus Christ is going to move on your behalf. You've got to have the faith that Jesus Christ can do all things. You've got to have your own faith, and you've got to stand up and you've got to tell them, I don't know how he's going to do it, but I know my God's going to do it. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I know my Jesus is going to show up, and I know that he's going to do great things. See, for a church like this, I know you just celebrated the 50 years of being here, but it's only the beginning. It's only the beginning, because people are going to come in from here, from the east, from the west, from the south, and the north. Everything is going to be full here. But if you don't believe that, then the sanctuary will never be full here. You've got to know that people are going to come in inside this church, because the presence of God is going to be here, and their lives are going to change. You've got to believe that. You don't know how, but you know it's going to happen. People are going to be in ambulances going to the hospital. They're going to say, no, carry me to Calvary Cathedral. I'd rather go there, because I know there's going to be a breakthrough there. I know things are going to happen there. No, carry me to that church, because I'm going to have the pastors pray for me. The Word of God is speaking. I don't need to go see my banker tomorrow. I just know that my funds are going to show up. So you got to believe that. So many times I've talked to people and they've looked at their situation. Now, hear my heart here, because I'm not condemning, but I've been around some pastors that they've literally have looked at their community and they said, you know what, they're broke. This congregation can't do anything. The community can't do anything because they're poor. Well, you know what? As long as you think like that, then nothing's going to happen, because God can't trust you of things that are going to happen. You don't know how it's going to happen. You just know it's going to happen. You might not understand it, but it's going to happen. We was in the Dominican Republic, Pastor Vicky and I sat there and listened to four pastors for about 30 to 40 minutes. And then I started speaking just through the Holy Spirit. And they started crying because they realized what they were speaking. They realized that they were condemning what God has put there, because they have fallen into, they've got it figured out. You can't do that. You can't do that. I was sharing with the staff today. I always hear, and this irritates me, and I was sharing with the staff today, because you work in the ministry don't pay what the world pays. Well, who wrote that? Where did that come from? I thought the Bible was for everybody. I thought God could do anything. You know, the pastors are not your source, but Jesus Christ is your source. Jesus Christ can do anything. He can get anything to you. Don't limit the unlimited God. Don't limit the unlimited God, because he can do anything and he can do all things. But you have to walk that walk. You have to believe that no matter what, that God can do anything. And see, that's what these people knew. They knew if they found Jesus. They knew if they caught up with Jesus. They knew if they could see Jesus that there was a miracle going to take place. But what I love about that story, the Bible says Jesus had compassion. That there was compassion for the people. Now, he's already hurting. His friend had been killed. But he looked at the people and he goes, you know what, I've got to help them. I've got to help them. I've got to cast out the demons. I've got to heal the sick. I've got to do things for them, because he had compassion for them. See, for Jesus, the ministry never stopped. There was a call, and he answered the call. Wasn't about what time it was. It wasn't about how I was feeling. It was about that the people moved him, and he had compassion for them. And you know what? They were being set free. They were being healed. And you know what? The people that took that journey, they were happy. But you know what? You can take that journey. Jesus has compassion for each and every one of us, because we're his children. No matter what, we're his children. And he has compassion for each and every one of us. He loves his children. He loves His children. I know for the ones that have kids, Pastor Vicki and I have three beautiful, grown, thank God they're grown, grown kids. But you know what? Even in their worst days, you know you're going, you think you're really going to punish them, but you still bless them. You know, when they wouldn't be quiet, you wanted to smack them, but you just hugged them. Because why? They're your kids. Well, you're a father. It's the same relationship. We're His kids. And He loves His kids. He wants His kids to get ahead. He wants His kids to have everything. He wants to breathe on His kids. He wants to do everything for His kids. But you know what? We have that part to play. If we'll put both feet in the river, and if we'll surrender all, if we'll give Him everything, if we'll give Him everything, then you better get ready because your daddy's going to breathe on you. You better get ready because you're going to give Him everything, and your daddy's going to breathe on you. He's going to give you blessings. He's going to give you favor because you have both feet in the river, and you're going to stand. You're not going to compromise. You know that God is the answer, and you're letting the world know it, and your daddy's going to show up. And I love when my daddy shows up. I love that I know that I have my daddy in my corner. I love that daddy's on my side because no matter how much trouble I get into, I can always go, Daddy, Daddy, I got a little problem right here. I need for you to take care of it, Daddy. Daddy, I need you to go ahead and take care of this for me. But he always shows up. Daddy always there. Daddy will always be there for you. But you know what? You got to call his name. You got to call his name because you can't be ashamed of the gospel. You got to call his name no matter where you're at, no matter where you're standing at. I don't care if you're in Town Square of New York, but if you need your daddy, you need to call on your daddy. It don't matter who's around because your daddy's going to come. But so many times we want to stay inside the house. We want to stay inside of our box. It's time that we come out of our box. It's time that we rise up. It's time to let people know who we are. It's time that we come out of the closet. It's time to let people know that Jesus Christ lives on the inside of us. And we're born again. And we're going to live for eternity. But what we have, you can have. It's time to let people know that. It's time to come back to that first love. It's time to come back to the Word of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I can't help it, folks. I just believe it. I can't help it. When I read the Bible, I literally read it, and I can't help for what I've read. I thought, my gosh, then how he's going to do that. I can't help it. I don't know any other way. The only thing I know to do is just go. I don't know any other way. I just know he's going to show up. But I don't want to try to impress people. I just know he's going to show up. But what happens today? And I want you to think about this. Great things happen to each and every one of us. Great things happen. But who do you glorify? Do you glorify you or do you glorify Jesus? Because, see, I'm going to glorify Jesus Christ. I'm only a reflection of Jesus Christ because I know things are going to happen when we show up. I know Jesus is going to use us. I know great things are going to happen. But I know the day that we think it's about us will be the day that he will take his hands off us. Because we're our reflection of Jesus Christ. Because, see, he can do anything. It don't really matter about your circumstances. Let me give you a word. The problems that we have today, they're only as big as we make them. The Bible says, cast all your cares upon him. Well, I didn't write it. He did, and I'm going to do it. I'm casting all my cares upon him. I know, guys, when I get to heaven, they're going to go, oh, my Lord, you asked for everything. I'm going to say, well, I didn't write it, you did. I don't want to get to heaven and go, you could have asked for more. I want them to go, Pastor Randy's coming through the gates and he's asked for everything. Thank God he's here now. I want to work my angels. I want my angels to work. Well, read the scriptures. Matthew says, ask, seek, knock. The door's open. Hey. I'm going to ask. I'm not shy. You probably can tell that by now. But you know what? We need to ask for more things. We need to ask for more things, because you know what we do as believers? We ask to get by, then we're wondering why we get by. Not me. I'm asking for everything. I'm asking for everything because I know he's going to show up. Can you say amen? But let's read a little bit more here. I like this because it says, when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, "This is a deserted place and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away and they may go into the village and buy themselves food." Now, I really like what Jesus said. Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." Now, how would you like to be one of the disciples at that time? You know, there's what, 5,000 people here, and Jesus says, "You feed them." I'm sure Peter was going, "Oh, no. Man, if this don't work, what are we going to do now?" I'm sure Thomas was going, "There's no way this is going to work." Judas was probably going, "Well, I can get the bread and the fish and sell it above marketplace today. This will probably be pretty good." Come on, man, you got to have fun with this. You got to have some fun here. But how would you act if Jesus says, "You feed them"? Mark says that he already knew that and he was testing their faith. But he said, "You feed them." But isn't that how we go through the world today? Where's our faith at? When something happens to us, where do we generate? Where do we put our faith? Because when we have a healing in our body, we'll speak to our body like you've never seen before. You'll start talking to that body. Them knees will start working. You're just doing all this crazy stuff. You're pressing in. All of a sudden, your body feels good. You're saying, "Hey, feeling pretty good here. I'm kind of liking this because my God showed up." I like that because you're speaking to that body. But all of a sudden, you get an unexpected bill. You go, "Oh, my God, who am I going to call? What am I going to do? Can I call mom and dad right now? Can I borrow a loan from my boss? Can I do something?" But the same kind of faith that it took for your healing is the same kind of faith that it takes for your breakthrough. It's the same kind of faith. You got to speak that faith. You got to take that unexpected bill and go, "Hey, Daddy, I got something here. I didn't realize it was coming in, but I know that you're going to take care of this. I don't know how you're going to take care of it, but I know you're going to take care of it, Daddy. So I need for you to take care of this." And you watch what your daddy does. Your daddy will bring it in. It might not make any sense to you, but your daddy's going to show up and he's going to take care of your financial needs. He's going to take care of your breakthrough. Because you're calling on his name. Now, either you can believe that, or you still can keep scratching the surface and wondering why you're not getting ahead. But you can stand with that faith, and Jesus says, "You feed them." So when things happen to you, you call on his name because you have the power to call on his name. You are sitting at the right hand of the Father. When Jesus was risen from the grave and sitting at the right hand of the Father, he carried us with him. And we have the authority to be able to speak that word of God and let the world know who we are. Because we have that authority that's in us that he has gave us. But you have to grab a hold of it and you have to believe it 100%. Because what did Jesus do? He spoke with authority. He said, "You tell them to sit down. You tell them to sit down," because now he is speaking with authority. He said, "You give me them loaves. You give me them fish. And you watch what my Father will do with them." Because he took the loaves, he took the fish, and he lifted it up to his Father, and his Father breathed on it, and a multiplication took place, and they fed over 5,000 people. Because he spoke with that authority. We can speak with that authority. Jesus Christ, he's alive. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you need to learn how to call your blessings in. You need to learn how to call on your Father. You need to learn what Jesus Christ will do for you. And that's what I learned about. That's what I really love about the Word of God is when you read it and you have both feet in and you know that you're doing everything that you can possibly do, that you know that, yeah, you might make mistakes, but your daddy is going to forgive you for it. But when you do what you know that you're supposed to do, then he's obligated to show up. He's obligated to help you. He's obligated to be there for you. But you got to play your part in this. You can't be one foot in, one foot out. You can't just come to church on Sunday and then live the rest of the six days of the week that people don't even know who you are. You have to live it 365 days out of the year. You have to live it on Monday. You have to live it on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You have to live it every day. But when you live it every day, your daddy's going to show up. Let me tell you something, folks. Your breakthroughs are already here. You got to know how to call them in. You got to know how to stand. You got to know that your daddy's going to show up because it's already here for you. Now, I can feel that. I can feel the anointing. I can feel that people are right there with their breakthrough that you're going to get on the other side because you're going to grab a hold of the Word and you're going to know that your Jesus can do anything. The world has told you that you're not going to make it. The world has set you up to fail. But we're not of the world. We're of Jesus Christ. We've already made it. I don't know what you're talking about, but my daddy is already here. Because that's who he is. He is somebody that wants to be glorified. He is somebody that we have to give him recognition all the time. He is a God that's a jealous God. But he is someone that if you will call on his name, that he'll be there for you. Do you understand that he gave us the power to use his name? Do you understand what a power of an attorney is in the world? That you might give me the right to use your name? You might give me the right to negotiate for you? Well, guess what? Your daddy has given you the right to use his name. We have that power of attorney. We have that authority. But you don't need to run from it. You need to run to it. You need to know that no matter what, no matter what anybody tells you, you need to know no matter what it's going to work out. That you have the favor. That God is in your corner. What would you do tonight if he said, you feed them? How would you act tonight if he looked at you and said, you feed them? I mean, look at just the people here and you only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he goes, you feed them. Because see, he's a God of multiplication. He shows up more than one time. And what we want to do, we want to put him in a box thinking he's only going to do one thing. He's a God that multiplies. He's a God that keeps showing up and he keeps showing up and he keeps showing up because he understands the multiplication. But what we want to do is put him in a box. I don't want my God in a box. I know he's always going to be out in front of me. And I know every how many steps I take, he's already out in front of me. And I know I just got to keep my eyes on him. I just know I got to keep watching him. And I just know I got to keep focusing on him. I just know that I got to keep loving him. I know that I got to keep praying. I know I got to have that church life. I know I've got to meditate on that word. I know I've got to put that word on the inside of me. I know that I got to learn how to fight. I know I got to learn how to fight the good fight of faith. I know that I was dealt a measure of faith. I understand the war. That's why I've got to take this word, put it on the inside of me. When something happens to me, it comes out of me. Because you have it on the inside of you. What do you have in your hand tonight? Because what you have in your hand, you can look at it and say, Pastor, I really can't do anything. This is all I have. But you've got to take what you have in your hand and you've got to lift it up to your daddy. And you watch him breathe on it. If he can multiply the fish, he can multiply the bread, he can multiply what's in your hand. He can take it and he can multiply. I have folks that have come up to me that answer the altar call and they go, I need a job. And you'll go, what kind of job you want? And they'll go, it don't matter. But to your Heavenly Father, to your Jesus, it does matter. Pick out the job that you want. I don't care if you have to catch a plane, a train, a boat, walk, a taxi cab. Go look at the building you want to work in. Go ahead and speak that faith. Know that your daddy's going to make it work. Speak that faith. Because he's going to show up in your corner. Folks, the end times are coming. But I can tell you, he's coming off that throne. He's sucking in that breath. He's fixing to come off that throne. He's wanting to breathe on His children. He's wanting to give you everything that your heart desires. If it lines up with the Word of God, He's ready to meet that need. He wants to give you everything. He already died on the cross for us, but He's not dead. He's alive, and He wants to breathe on His children. We've got to quit resisting Him, and we've got to come to Him. We've got to know that He can do it. You've got to know that you know that you know that He can do anything. I had a precious lady come up to me after one of these, quote, faith messages. I mean, I just follow the Holy Ghost. When you live by faith, it's easy to preach faith. Come up to me and said, you know what, Pastor, I heard your message, and I went and I asked my boss for a raise, and when I asked him for a raise, he didn't give me one. That's not exactly what you need to hear about this time. But you know, right out of my spirit, you know what I said? You asked the wrong boss. See, if we believe God can do anything, why are we still dealing on this earthly realm? Why are we not dealing on that kingdom realm? If you think God can do anything, see, it ain't about just talking. It ain't about giving your mountain lip service. My wife will tell you, when a mountain comes to me, when I speak to the mountain, it has tennis shoes on and it's running. But you know what I like about what she did? This, I know this lady very well, precious lady. She's probably even watching tonight. But you know what she did? She came up to me just a couple, about last week, I reckon, maybe 2 weeks ago. And she goes, I want to share something with you. And I said, what's that? She goes, my boss came to me and gave me a raise. And he goes, I didn't ask him. I just kept praying to my Father. But He came to me and He gave me the raise. See, your Father can do anything. Your Father can do anything. You have to believe that your Father can do anything. No matter what, you know that He can do it. That's where your faith needs to be. Again, tonight, if He said, you feed them, what would you do? Come on. What would you do if Jesus says, you feed them? Are you going to look at what's in your hand? Are you going to say, oh, I know what He can do. Oh, I know what He can do. Are you going to command the people to sit down, get in groups? Because I have a meal coming for you. Because I know what my God can do. You might not be able to see it, but I know what He can do. I know He's going to show up, and I know I'm going to have some baskets left, because I know when my God does something, He does it in an abundance. So I know He's going to show up. I know He's going to do great and wonderful things. Can you believe that? Can you go to a level that you've never been to before? Can you walk out of here tonight and say, hey, you know what? I know that my God can do anything. Because see, you are, Pastor said it earlier up here on the platform, you are what you speak. If you speak negative, you're going to get negative. If you speak positive, you're going to get positive. But if you speak negative, you're going to get negative. And so many times, just by this little mouth right here, I see people pulling their seed out of the ground all the time. You can't be pressing into the things of God and do the things of God so people can see you, but when you leave, you're wondering why you even did it. You can't pull your seed out of the ground. You've got to water it with the Word. You've got to water it with coming out of your spirit. It might not look like it's growing, but it's growing because you know your Father is the one who's watering that seed. You know that your Father is the one that's showing up. You know that your Father is the one that's going to make this happen. See, I'm going to sit here tonight and just keep repeating that and repeating that because I know that Jesus is already here in the midst of us. We already know that Jesus is in the house tonight. Whatever you lift up to Him, if you believe whatever you lift up to Him, He will breathe on what you need. No matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstances is, but if you'll take it and believe it, then Jesus Christ is going to show up in your corner. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You might ask me, well, how do you know that? Well, first of all, it's what the Word says. It says the righteous will never be forsaken. Well, who are the righteous? Are we not the righteous in Christ? Are we not God's children? Says the righteous will never be forsaken. Do we not believe that God can do anything? Do we not believe that God can do all things? But why are we living in such a society that we want to look at what the world says, what can happen and cannot happen? Why do we live in that kind of a society? I love going to people that want to tell me no, but they can't tell me no because the favor of God is upon your life. And when they want to tell you no, they'll go, yes. Because of the favor of God that's on your life, because what you're pressing in for, what you're believing. And they'll sit there and go, yes. But don't try to figure it out. Just give him the glory for what he just did. Don't try to figure out what happened. Just give him the glory for what he just did. Because he's a God that will always show up for his kids. He's a God that's always going to be there. He's a God that's always going to protect you. He's a God that will never forsake you. And that's what I like about Peter walking on the water. But when he seen the boisterous of wind, when he seen things were coming around him and things were collapsing, what does the Bible say? But Jesus immediately had his hand out there and he caught Peter. Folks, you cannot sink. You cannot drown because you have the best catcher in the world, and his name is Jesus Christ. And he will catch you all the time. You just got to lift your hand up and say, Daddy, I need you to pull me out. And Daddy's going to pull you out of that water. Daddy's going to pull you out of that ditch, because he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And no matter what, he will always be there for you. And when people want to go, yes, that's exactly who your daddy is. I can't help myself. I'm in love with him. I don't care what people think. I don't know. Well, that guy's a nut. Well, just keep complimenting. That guy's a Jesus freak. Well, thank you for saying that. At least you know where I'm going. I love that. Your pastor said it so good. I was sitting in a meeting at RMI with Pastor Rodney, one of his camp meetings. And, you know, well, we have a lot of souls, too. You know, we're out on the streets, and there's a lot of souls going on. There's a lot of decisions being made. And you're always going to have that person go, well, how do I know they're saved? Uh-huh. Pastor Rodney is like, well, how do I know you're saved? But your pastor got up there one night. He goes, I do know this. And he said it so perfectly. He says, I know that none of them can stand in front of God and say, no one told me. See, we're doing our job by going out and presenting the gospel, letting them pray the prayer, but they could never stand in front of God and go, no one told me. Can you say amen? Amen. See, that's why this church will always be around. That's why this church will always make it. It's not about the economy. It's not about any of that. Because when you're doing the things of the Word, when you're putting Jesus Christ first, and you're out there winning souls, I don't care what the economy says, this church will be here till Jesus Christ comes. Because you're putting Jesus Christ first. But you know what? When you build God's house, this is something I want you to really grab a hold of. When you build God's house, he's building your house. You've got to understand that he's building your house. It's just not about building the church. It's about building your house. You've got to believe that your breakthrough is there. You've got to believe that your breakthrough is going to happen anytime. You've got to put that on the inside of you, and you have to believe that. Hallelujah. You know that it's going to happen. You have to believe that, because as long as you don't believe it, hallelujah, it's never going to happen. Hallelujah. But if you believe it, great things are going to happen. Great things are going to happen. You know, you just got to go. You just got to go. Do you hear no? 2/3 of the name of God is go. And if you want to scramble that up a little bit, the other 2/3 is do. I don't know. We don't know any other way. I just know he's always going to be there. I just know when the doors seem closed, they're actually open. Because it's not a free ride. Because again, what would you do if Jesus says, you feed them, and that door was closed? How would you act? What would you do? You had to feed them. Because see, we know if we get through that door, Jesus is on the other side of it. You always got to remember, Jesus is on the other side of the door. Because see, the devil wants to throw an obstacle up in front of you so you don't go through that door. But you've got to remember something. You can go through that door. All you've got to do, when everybody says the door is closed, all you've got to do is reach down and turn the knob and walk through it. The religious spirit wants to turn you away immediately. Reach down and turn the knob. Go through the door. Because Jesus is on the other side of the door. You're going to have obstacle. But when that door is shut and you reach down and it's locked, don't run. Look around the door frame. Could be a key. Not a free ride. The devil's going to throw anything he can in front of you. But you know what? I'm looking around the door frame and I'm going to find the key and I'm going to open up the door because Jesus is on the other side of the door. I'm not going to let the devil put blinders on me to where I cannot go forward. I know on the other side of the door, Jesus is on the other side of the door. So you've got to have a vision. I love Malachi 3:10, when the windows of heaven will open up. But if you was to look out your window, what do you see? If you can't see anything, why is he going to open up? I want to see on the other side. That's what a window's for, is for viewing. And I'm looking at all the favor and all the blessings. Oh, yeah, that window's going to open up because I want that window to open up. I want the blessings to pour on me. But when that door's in front of me and that obstacle's there and I reach down and it's locked and I look around the door frame and there's not a key, then the devil says, hey, you can't go there. Well, I'm going to look to the left. I'm going to look to the right. It might be a window. If I can crawl through that window and get on the other side, I know Jesus is on the other side of that door. I'm going to go through that door because I know Jesus is on the other side of that door. But if the door's locked and I don't have a key and there ain't no windows, I'm not going to bust the door down because it's not of God. All he's going to do is put you in a different direction to go through another door. See, folks, when you grab a hold of this, when you believe it 100%, you can have all the wealth in the world. One wrong move and your wealth will disappear. One wrong move and your wealth can disappear. But let me tell you what cannot disappear. Walking in the blessings. Walking in the blessings will never disappear. They will always be in front of you. When you put him first, you speak his name, you glorify him, and you have the faith. And he says, hey, Randy, you feed the 5,000. Okay, master, I'm going to feed the 5,000. I might see what I'm in my hand, but when I give it to you, I know that you're going to multiply, and I know they're going to get full because I know my daddy's going to show up, and I know my daddy's going to feed them people. I don't understand it, but I know that you're going to do it. And that's what you've got to grab a hold of, because he's the same one that delivered Daniel from the lion's den. He's the same one that parted the Red Sea for Moses. He's the same one that delivered Goliath into David's hand. He's the same one that delivered Jonah of a belly of a fish. He's the same one that healed the woman with issue blood. He's the same one that fed 5,000, 5 loaves and 2 fish. He's the same one that comes and seek and save which is lost. He's our Alpha, Omega, the Almighty, the baptizer of the Holy Ghost in fire. He's our chief cornerstone. He's our comforter, counselor. He's the creator of all things. He's Emmanuel. He's faithful and true, finisher of the faith, the first and last, God's anointing, great I am, head of the church, the intercessor, the judge of the quick and the dead, the king of the Jews, the lamb of the God, the light of the world, the only begotten son, our Passover, the lion of tribe of Judah, the living bread, the prince of priests, the redeemer of the world, the living stone, the living water, the resurrection of life, the rock of heaven, the Lord of glory, the mediator, the Son of God, the true vine, the Messiah, the mighty one of Israel. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. His name is Jesus, the Son of God, the King of Kings. That's who lives on the inside of you. He's the one that lives on the inside of you. He's the one that can open up the doors for you. See, when it gets a hold of you, you can't help it. When it comes on you, you can't stop it. When you live it and you breathe it and you know that He's going to show up, you just know that He's going to show up. You just know it's going to work because of who He is. We got to come back to our first love. We got to come back to that we know that He can do anything. That no matter what, He will always be there. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Pastor, can I get you to play here? You know, when you live faith, you walk faith, you preach faith, it's really easy just to get up and preach your heart. I don't know how it's all going to work. I'm not here to tell you that I know everything about the Bible. I'll be honest with you. I think a lot of us need to come back to Bible 101. I think the Bible and some churches have gotten way too deep. I don't want to figure it all out. I just know He's going to be there. When I get to heaven, I'll ask all my questions. Right now, it don't really matter to me. I just know He did it. That's all that matters, that I know He did it. That's all that matters, that He did it. That you're a reflection of Him, that's all that matters, that He did it. That's all that matters, that your Jesus did it. That's all that matters, that He did it. Just press into Him right now. We got so much to be thankful for. That He's done so much for us. That He's a God that has never left us. He's a God that's always been there. I can feel in my heart tonight the presence of Him here. There's some breakthroughs that are happening while you're sitting there. Heaven is moving on your behalf right now. Heaven is orchestrating on your behalf right now. You came in with problems tonight that you didn't know how you were going to get through. You didn't know what tomorrow was going to face. But you know that your Jesus lives on the inside of you. You know that your Jesus is going to take it and He's going to breathe on it. And you know when you leave tonight that you've been relieved of that. That you know that your Jesus is going to take care of it. That He's going to breathe on it tonight. You don't know how. You don't know why. But you just know He's going to be there. That's where you need to live your life. You need to live your life right there. You need to live your life that you know that He's going to show up. That He'd never forgotten you. He was always there. For every tear that's ever come down your face, come here. For every tear here's what He wants you to know. None of them's ever hit the ground because He's caught every one of them. He knows everything that you've ever gone through. But He says, if you'll put your eyes on Me, if you'll put Me number one in your life, I'll take everything that you're going through and you watch what I'll do with it, because I'm the Alpha. I'm the Omega. It will be gone because My name is Jesus. It will be gone. There's nothing that he cannot do. The world tells us on Monday is a gloom and doom day. I love Mondays because it's one of the best days. Because I know what the world says, but I don't live by the world. I know Monday's a great day. And let me tell you, when you say Monday's a great day, you know what happens? It sets up Tuesday to even be a better day. And then when you get through Tuesday, look out because here comes Wednesday. It was even a greater day. You know what it does? It sets up Thursday to even be a better day. And you know, when you come to Thursday and you look at Friday, the world says it's payday. I got news for you. When Jesus Christ is in your life, it's payday every day. 365 days out of the year. So when it comes to Friday, the world says it's payday. But hey, I've been being paid all week long.